mid-70s. Have a great week from The Talking Place, WWGH Radio.
Well, a very good morning to you, and also an especially bright morning message to our friends in Boston, Massachusetts, Kurt and all of his cronies and entourage members. We appreciate their listening to the interviewer and chauffeur to the stars, Mr. Scott Spears. Scott has left the building, but don't despair. The voice you heard a few times during the 10 o'clock top of the hour segment is none other than I, Adam Lepp. You might call me the bronze voice. I don't quite have that golden tongue that Mr. Williams does, but I certainly get the job done. I also attempt to sing a song from time to time, and that always adds to the amusement. Hope you're having a great start to your week so far. Less than 40 hours now left in the month of August, if my math is correct, and I was always pretty good at arithmetic. Doesn't really feel like it's almost September 1st, but I'm sure Mother Nature will throw us a curve like she always does, because that's all part of the fun. This program we call Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam, or if you're not a coffee drinker, you can have tea or Diet Coke, hot cocoa, or just a glass of ice-cold dihydrogen oxide, also known as water. You can call and discuss controversial topics with me. Yes, the M word, the V word, those are all acceptable. Of course, baseball super player, Mr. Ohtani, we can, of course, talk about him. I think the best baseball player since another two-way player, that is pitcher and hitter, Babe Ruth, an outstanding specimen who seems to be getting better and better. We can talk about that. We can talk about the upcoming election. We can talk about President Joe Biden, or we can even talk about the Donald or anybody else that you wish. Not only that, if you think you can stump the DJ, as well as the special guest that I have, who's also a walking encyclopedia of music, if you think you can stump me on a music trivia question from 1973 until 1987, ask the artist, sing some bars, have me sing some bars, ask chart position, give me an artist, ask me to name some songs, something to that effect. If you think you can stump the walking encyclopedia of music from 73 to 87 and stump his co-star for the first few minutes, which I will introduce shortly, you will be the proud winner of two tickets to Zumbeezy Bay. And these tickets expire on September 6th of 2021. It'll be on us with my compliments for being an expert in the field of popular music from the early mid-70s to mid to late 80s. But again, feel free to call and talk about a topic, controversial or otherwise. We can talk about Ed Asner. I will be hosting a special tribute to him next hour. You don't want to miss that. Regardless of what you might think about his politics, an absolutely legendary actor who is such a great friend to the station and great friend to the one and only interviewer and chauffeur to the stars, Mr. Scott Spears. Quite amazing the kind of things we do here at this radio station, but that's how we roll. So in the studio with me is a gentleman who knows, I would say, about music from mid to late 80s to probably mid to late 90s. He's quite an aficionado of the hair bands and some of that glam metal, but also knows about the late 70s stuff, and he's a big Bee Gees fan. So if you can stump both of us, you probably deserve a new car, but I can't give you that. But I could certainly give you the two Zumbeezy Bay tickets. So let's introduce Mr. Brandon Oak. He's not been on with us for a few months, so he's certainly due. So, Brandon, how are you on this fine summery morning in mid-Ohio?
Oh, it's wonderful, Adam. Nice and cool.
Nice and cool. Well, that's a relative term, right? I think you're number three. Go ahead and talk for a second. Let me make sure that you're number three.
Let's see which one we're on today.
You are number three. That's
all right,
good.
Wonderful.
Three.
No, it's all right. The breeze is like having a hair dryer in your face all day. It's wonderful.
not too bad. Now, you recently relocated to the great city of Marion.
Mm-hmm.
And And you've lived in Muncie, Indiana. You've lived somewhere in Arizona. I forget where, but all I think about with Arizona are the rattlesnakes and the scorpions and the cactus and 115 degrees, and you can fry an egg on the pavement, right?
Literally.
We have this nice four-season climate in Marion. I mean, not much. Marion, I guess, is kind of like Muncie. They're even kind of a similar size. They both start with M. They both have six letters, and they're both nice towns, and people that live here realize low cost of living, but still many things to do, and you're also close to many large cities. What is your impression of being a new Marionite? That's what we call people who live here, Marionites.
Is that what you call it? Oh. No, it's quite a change. I'm still adjusting, but I'm pretty much a fan of it thus far.
You're a fan of Marion. Now, one thing that I think will make you an even bigger fan is a band that I think you have a liking for, Great White.
Oh.
They're one of those kind of hair band super groups. They're coming to the Popcorn Festival very soon. And I think that's pretty impressive. Great White will wrap up the main stage entertainment on Saturday, September 11th at the Marion Popcorn Festival. Now, that's quite impressive. Have you ever seen Great White in concert?
I have not, but I have seen quote-unquote bigger bands from those days and smaller festivals as such.
So you never quite know it at these festivals that are common this time of the year. The Pickerington Festival, the Groveport Festival, many of them have some bands that you grew up listening to, and Great White being one of those super groups. Now, since you're such an expert on that kind of music, share with us the members of Great White, because it's quite an impressive lineup.
Well, now there's two versions of it. You have Jack Russells, and you have...
Is that Jack Russell, like Jack Russell Terriers?
Yeah, well, that was a running joke back in the day, actually. Quite a name, you know.
Isn't Tommy Shaw in Great White, or am I confusing him with another super group?
Yeah, oh boy, that's a lot. Now that one's got me.
He's the guitar,
Tommy Shaw was
the
in a super group.
Yeah,
and then
I confuse these super groups because there are so many of them.
Damn Yankees with other people like Ted Nugent and whatnot.
Right, that's the one. Now Ted Nugent. Now there's a controversial figure.
Love his music.
His politics, and you're gonna love him or hate him, or just kind of think, well, he's just a little out there.
Just crazy.
But you
it's
listen
all right.
to his music. He's a great guitarist and great singer. And sometimes these people's images are affected by how they are as people. But you got to like the guy for his music, even if you might not be overly thrilled with things that he says in the public eye.
And it's okay to like people. I mean, everybody knows someone crazy. You know, it's okay to like them. You know, you don't have to agree with them, but you can like them still.
That's all part of the fun, isn't it? So it's about 21 minutes after the hour of 10. Eastern Daylight Time here at the Talking Place, taking your phone calls. Again, if you can stump either of us on music, and I can assure you that is no easy task. 73, we'll go ahead 73 to 91 because Brandon's an expert on it. He's a little bit younger. He's a lot younger than I am. So I can do the, he's actually better at disco than I am, but I can do the early to mid-70s to mid-80s. He can do mid-80s to early 90s. If you can stump us with a music trivia question, please do that because we love to have our brains tickled. The phone number is 740-383-WWGH. If you can do that, you can win two tickets to Zumbeezy Bay. As I said, if you can actually stump us, you deserve a new car, but I don't have a new car available, so we'll have to stick with the tickets. And we can also talk about controversial topics, the M word, the V word, the C word, the weather, again, sports. We have football season coming up. Will it be a big season for the Buckeyes? People are saying it very well might be. There are some local political events, controversial ones. You can discuss that. Or you can talk about us to remember the great Ed Asner, as well as Gavin McLeod, who also recently passed away. Brandon, my father, whom you met indirectly twice, that's kind of an interesting story, but we'll not get into that. He was a tremendous fan of the Mary Tyler Moore Show. He used to watch it every single day, every single time it was on. Sit back in his easy chair and watch it, and didn't like to be disturbed because he was really into it. And the acting, using of contemporary events, just the study in people's lifestyles. Who wouldn't love the show? And it's sad that all the original adult cast members who are credited, I'm not counting John Amos, as he was on multiple times. In fact, he was an excellent character. He was the weatherman. But he wasn't really considered to be a daily regular. All of the daily regulars from the beginning of the show, and that is, I'm not including Betty White as she came along later, they've now all passed away. And it's very sad. And we just lost Gavin McLeod. You've watched the Mary Tyler Moore Show, Brandon, a few times.
On occasion.
Big fan. Do you appreciate the great acting and the diversity of characters and just the fact that you could just laugh at silliness and as well as everyday situations, and being at a TV station, like with WKRP in Cincinnati, when you're at a radio station, you have any kind of a broadcasting atmosphere. You're going to appreciate that if you've been in a broadcasting atmosphere.
I mean, you certainly see where the actors went afterwards. I think that's where I know them mostly from, so it's interesting to see where they kind of started.
Yeah, and Ed Asner, having been on many programs and many stories with his socializing with our very own Scott Spears. Cloris Leachman, she was also on The Facts of Life. Gavin McLeod, also known as the captain on The Love Boat, another favorite program. My mom was very fond of The Love Boat. Of course, Betty White came along later, and she's pushing 100. What a legendary actress. She has been around longer than sliced bread. You might have seen that posted on Facebook. One thing about Betty White, Brandon, she wasn't really the sharpest tool in the shed on either Mary Tyler Moore or even more so the Golden Girls, but in person, she's a very smart cookie, a very good celebrity contestant on game shows. So don't let Rose Nyland fool you. She was a very smart person. Sue Ann Nivens, her character on Mary Tyler Moore, not as ditzy as Rose. She was kind of just man-hungry and a little bit of a fair-weather friend, but you kind of enjoyed that in her, as well as her character on Mama's Family. Just a great actress and a beautiful lady. It's great to see her on those old game shows. A living legend. And it's sad that the other co-stars and stars of Mary Tyler Moore, including Georgia Engel, who played Georgette, who married Ted Knight, another favorite of mine, that they've passed away. But we remember them, and the legacy, the footprint that they've left is unmistakable. And it's part of our life experiences and having watched those programs. So did you want to talk a little bit about current events, Brandon? We can kind of get controversial. We mentioned the M word, the V word. Did you have any thoughts you wanted to share with our listeners?
I must be in the dark for this. What do the M and V word pertain to?
Well, the M word rhymes with task, and the V word,
the two favorite things, yes.
Right. I was doing a pantomime.
This is a lovely that the
if
hell.
If you want to talk about controversial topics, you know, this is the talking place, and we invite listeners to chime in. Whether or not you agree with us, or you do, that's fine.
Well,
740-383-WWGH.
I mean, for these brief moments that you had.
Did you like my pantomime, Brandon?
Oh, it was wonderful, yes.
It was fun. Too bad you can't see that. I think he understands now what the V word
is. Oh, definitely. It's always fun that the health department is basically bribing people, but it's all right. I get it. You know, I get it. You know, the $100 gift card, go sign up now. Okay, got, okay, sure.
Okay. I think Athens, where Ohio University is, has a mask mandate. And did you hear that Oregon has a indoor and outdoor mask requirement?
Why?
I just was going to ask the same thing, but I did hear that requirement has been put into place by the governor. And I'm not sure if you have to wear a mask like while you're driving or if you're out mowing the lawn, but it's indoor and outdoor. I think it's just kind of public places around people, but
can you imagine?
At this point, Brandon, I'll believe almost anything. So if you folks have comments, maybe our friends in Boston are still listening, we'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. That's the telephone number, and we invite discussions on controversial, non-controversial topics, and again, you're always free to try to stump the DJ and stump the DJ's co-host, because that's always a fun thing to do. Now, having not been on the air with us for a bit, Brandon, and you've been on with me, thank you very much, phone, about 10 times. Is there anything that you think is a good, pertinent, timely topic that we should address on this radio program today?
I guess I'm just so out of current events, I can't think of one off the top of my head.
So anything in particular? How do you think the Joe Biden presidency is going so far? It's been a rough week for him. The last couple of weeks have been pretty rough.
Yeah, I mean, if we're going to go comparatively to the previous 4 years, I mean, I guess it can't be that much worse.
Right. We certainly had two very different presidents. We're finding that Biden's popularity has been dropping, but we'll see. You know, it'll have peaks and valleys.
It happens.
Something which will certainly go up and down. And that's part of the fun of politics, I think, is that things constantly change. And, you know, someone will say one thing, another person will say something else, and we might find a month or two later that we change our mind. And that's kind of part of the scenario in national and local politics.
We'll get a little stale otherwise, I think.
I would think it does stir things up and makes things interesting. And in your lifetime, Brandon, you've seen everything kind of move to being online, people discussing things on social media. We still have the letters to the editor. We have the direct mailing. But a lot of things are just being done online, and that is an immediate gratification.
Which is, I found to be quite toxic for a lot of people, it would seem, because you can tweet at the tip of your fingertips. It's not always a good thing.
Not necessarily a good thing. But it certainly keeps it real, doesn't it?
Sort of. Anybody can sort of say hide behind a computer screen when it comes down. You'll understand
it. It would appear to be that way, yes.
Sometimes. Not all the time.
About 10:30 here, Adam, live on the radio at WWGH Radio. I said radio twice, but that's okay because we love the R word. That's a word that we really enjoy. My partner... Well, let's see, not really partner in crime. My microphone mate or brother in broadcasting today is Mr. Brandon Oak. He has not been on with me for a bit, but he was due. And we're discussing music, politics, kind of surprise questions, television programs, or what else might be on our mind. And that's all part of the fun of broadcasting. We do invite you to call us. Again, if you can stump us with a music question, we'll go from 73 to 92, 740-383-9944. You will be the proud winner of two Zumbeezy Bay tickets, and they are good through September 6th of 2021. James Anderson and his friends at the Marion County Park District have been a great friend to this radio station. And James is to wildlife, flora, and fauna like I am to music, which means he is a walking encyclopedia. And you don't want to miss his radio appearances. He is on with our very own Glenn Coble on the last Thursday of every month between 10 a.m. and noon. To talk about wildlife, take your phone calls, and sometimes he brings guests who are not members of the species Homo sapiens. And that's always part of the fun. So you don't want to miss those programs. And if you have missed one, they're available on our website at wwgh1071.com. Coming up on Friday, September 3rd at 9:30 p.m., there is a night hike at the Tallgrass Trail. Meet at the Her Road parking lot. Please bring a red flashlight. Here's one, Brandon, that I think you might want to attend. September 14th, Snakes on Trail. Not to be confused with Snakes on a Plane, it's Snakes on Trail. Well, I would imagine you will be shown the beautiful snakes that call this area their home. The Tallgrass Trail, 5 p.m., September 14th, that is three Tuesdays, I believe, from today. Snakes on Trail. What do you think about that, Brandon? Would you like to attend a Walk on the tall grass trail, where an expert will show you the beautiful snakes that call Marion their home.
Lovely at a distance, but I believe that I have to pass on that one, to be honest with you.
Okay, well, you know, snakes, they're an animal which I think elicits a lot of different emotion.
I mean, I certainly could use a few, but that's aside the point.
I mean, most snakes, they're not harmless, and they're more afraid of you than you are of them.
Oh, yes, but...
And they're beautiful animals, and they're unique. They're very different, and we have to appreciate all the wildlife in this area, regardless of whether or not you find such wildlife to be your friends. Now, when you were in Arizona, that state is known for having a lot of rattlesnakes. I think we talked about this once. Didn't you see a rattlesnake once when you were walking around on one Arizona day?
I never did, actually. I kind of missed the season on them, along with the tarantulas as well.
Okay, so you fortunately or unfortunately missed snake and tarantula season.
I don't, but believe me, there was plenty of other interesting things like wild hogs that are basically their version of raccoons, which is always fun to see walking around.
Well, that certainly sounds...
Yes.
That certainly sounds interesting. Adam here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, with some intermittent chatter and anecdotes from Mr. Brandon Oak. Taking your phone calls, again, you can talk about controversial topics like the two that we touched on a few minutes ago. Talk about the weather, again, baseball, Buckeye football season coming up, Cleveland Browns, Indianapolis Colts, Detroit Lions, and my team, the Cincinnati Bengals. Try not to laugh too hard. You can talk about that. Pick a topic. We are all ears. The Mid-Ohio Food Bank, in partnership with Logos Christian Ministries, has a free produce market on the second Saturday of every month, noon to 2, 582 Lee Street. Free fresh food. That's fun to say. To local individuals and families in need. No appointment, pre-registration, or paperwork required. Must be income eligible. That is second Saturday of every month, noon to 2, 582 Lee Street. Marion OH 43302. Breakfast. Last Saturday of the month, from 7:30 to 10:30 a.m. at the Vietnam Veterans of America, 1614 Marion Marysville Road at the VFW Post, open to the public. Lots of great things going on during regular time intervals here in Marion, Ohio. Adam here, taking your telephone calls about the topic of your choice, about music, about sports, again, football season, getting ready to start. Baseball season winding down with the World Series coming up in a few weeks. The weather, we can talk about Ed Asner, also Gavin McLeod, whom we also recently lost. Those are all available topics on the program. 740-383-9944. Earlier this month, a hacker stole $600 million in tokens from a cryptocurrency platform, and he was offered a security job by the platform last week. Most of the money has been returned to the Poly network, but more than $200 million in assets remains locked in an account controlled by the hacker, whom the crypto platform refers to as Mr. White Hat. As a condition of releasing the remaining funds, the hacker has called for security improvements in the Poly network platform. In a post, the network noted it has been in contact with Mr. White Hat, that's his name, on a daily basis, keeping the hacker informed about the platform's ongoing efforts to improve its security. We've made constant efforts to establish an understanding with Mr. White Hat and genuinely hope that he will transfer the private keys as soon as possible so that we can return full asset control back to the users at the earliest. And they also offered Mr. White Hat a job. The company wrote, "To extend our thanks and encourage Mr. White Hat to continue contributing to security advancement in the blockchain world together with Poly Network, we cordially invite Mr. White Hat to be the Chief Security Advisor of Poly Network." Giacomo Arcaro, that's a nice name, He said, I wouldn't hire this guy. He is a growth hacker and crypto entrepreneur based in New York City. He said, imagine what he could do if he worked for a company like this. He could inject a random access Trojan into the system and hack all the users of the Poly network. They should hire a cybersecurity expert, not a hacker. Now, Brandon, what do you think about the idea of a company hiring somebody who hurt them because he knows so much about them? It's kind of like security companies hiring former burglars who have been rehabilitated and they want to contribute to society because they know about the mechanisms. They know about security. They know where the vulnerabilities are. Who would be better? But what are the ethical repercussions of this, in that somebody who was a criminal, I mean, maybe they're fine now, but people can relapse. This person's making money off of these vulnerabilities, which they had previously exploited. What do you think about that whole concept, or do you agree with this gentleman saying that they should hire an IT security expert, not a former hacker?
I mean, they go off and hire him. I mean, what's the phrase I'm looking for? There's always a bigger fish, so let's say they do hire him. There's always going to be some competition, so to speak, who can do probably more than this guy could. Just a guess. I mean, okay. It's not
common. I would probably agree with that. Yeah. Eric Kwan, who is a security awareness advocate at KnowBe4, a security awareness training provider in Florida, noted that the Poly network situation is an unusual one because the hacker appears to be returning stolen money to the crypto platform in good faith. He said, however, by taking the money, and so much of it at that, the hacker went far beyond what could be called ethical hacking. He said their actions could make a person question their state of mind and moral compass, even with the return of the money. So bringing them on as an employee would be a significant risk. The offer to use them as a chief security advisor may only be a contracted role rather than a true employee relationship. Much like law enforcement uses known criminals as informants, and we kind of talked about that, Mr. White Hat could be a source of valuable information and insight, even if they are kept at an arm's length. I think the first thing he should do is provide his real name. Do you think the anonymity kind of shows a possible motive? Not sure, right?
It's kind of that mode of secrecy. I don't know.
It
raises some questions on both ends.
It just is fascinating because previous criminals, assuming that they want to live an honest life, helping others, can often be the best employees if it's a security type of situation. That is, burglars knowing about vulnerabilities, knowing about how to stop people that do what they did from perpetrating. And that kind of carries over into cybersecurity. And as an IT person, Brandon, cybersecurity is pretty much the biggest thing that I do. You want to keep your computers secure. You want to keep them running well. And as I say, remove any uninvited visitors and make sure that nobody has any backdoor access. Before trusting them as an employee, both parties would need to trust each other and understand their motivation. And that comes from Eric Kron, a security awareness advocate in Florida. Chris Clements, he's the VP of Solutions Architecture at Cerberus Sentinel, a cybersecurity consulting and penetration testing company in your old stomping grounds of Arizona. He maintained the Poly Network's offer to Mr. White Hat reflects the amount of leverage the company has in its present predicament. He said Poly Network realizes the attacker has them over a barrel and is doing everything possible to play nice in hopes of recovering the stolen funds. So maybe that's the motivation, Brandon. They figure be nice to the guy, hire him, and he will return the money which he stole. That's an interesting logic.
If you can call it that.
Will he do it? They have 200 million reasons to do so. Well, the plot thickens, doesn't it? It really depends on Poly Network's goals here. If the motivation is to play as nice as possible in hopes the stolen funds are returned, then yes, this is very wise. If they intend for the attacker to have a meaningful say. We'll continue that after we take a telephone call. Good morning. You're on with Adam and Brandon.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
So, are you still doing the Stump the DJ?
Yes, we are, and we'd love to be stumped because between the two of us, the expert on hair bands and glam metal, and the expert on 73 to 87 pop, rock, R&B, if you can stump us, my hat is off to you, madam.
Okay, well, here goes nothing. So, what were the names of the two sisters that made up the band Heart, and which one sang and which one played guitar?
Actually, they both sing, Ann and Nancy Wilson. There's also some male members of the band. They both sing. I believe that Ann is the one who sings more often, but they both do. They're kind of like Daryl Hall and John Oates. Daryl Hall sings most of the lead, but John Oates also sings. I don't know the male members of the band, but they're an interesting band, caller. They're a female-led band, and we sometimes forget, especially in the 80s, how many great female-led rock pop bands there were. The Pretenders, the Motels, those are two other examples. Pretenders are led by a native Akron person, Chrissy Hind, and Heart.
Well, you just know it all, don't you?
They're from Seattle, I believe. So, yeah. Did you want to comment on Heart and about these wonderful bands that are kind of led by females, and you don't really hear much about the male members? Again, kind of like the Pretenders, Heart, and the Motels. Those three come to mind.
I just want to talk.
Joan Jett was always my favorite female.
Oh, she was wonderful in the Runaways, too. And her solo band and everything else. She still is. She's in her 60s, and my God, she looks younger than I do. Now, it's terrifying.
Yeah,
I was going to touch on that Nancy is the guitar player most of the time, because Anne is the one who, like Adam said, does most of the singing. I used to know the guys' names, but now I've forgotten.
I couldn't tell you their names.
Or, no, another.
Well, that's the question I should ask you then.
But, yeah. Possibly. Well, that's okay. We appreciate the call. And, you know, Heart, a great band. And they had some mellow songs. What About Love? Never is great. Magic Man is a classic. One of the old-time.
Is my favorite.
Yeah, one of the old-time classic pop rock songs. And their music, it will never fade.
Well, like always, keep on rocking in the free world.
It sounds like a good idea to me. Of course, that's by Neil Young. Thanks for calling.
All right,
and,
bye.
Call again sometime. See you later. Adam here with my microphone mate, brother in broadcasting, Brandon. Asking you fine folks to see if you can stump the DJ, stump the walking music encyclopedias, which would be the two people in the studio. Music from, we're going to go 73 to 92, because Brandon knows about music from late 80s, early 90s, especially the glam rock and hair band stuff. I tell you, that guy's knowledge amazes me at times. And again, the earlier period, because I'm older, a lot older, would be my cup of tea. We were, and again, the phone number, 740-383-WWGH. We were discussing about a person who hacked into a cryptocurrency platform, and now a company is looking to hire him as a cybersecurity expert. His name is Mr. White Hat. At least that's his alias. In addition to a job, the Poly Network, which is the network that he hacked into, has offered him $500,000 bounty for exposing the flaw in its software that allows $600 million to bleed from its coffers. The hacker initially refused to accept the bounty, but later stated the money should be given to the technical community who have made contributions to blockchain security. Blockchain is a technology that's the cornerstone of cryptocurrency security. The company wrote, "We fully respect Mr. White Hat's thoughts, and to express our gratitude, we will still transfer the $500,000 bounty to a wallet addressed by Mr. White Hat for him to use it at his own discretion for the cause of cybersecurity and supporting more projects and individuals. Whatever Mr. White Hat chooses to do with the bounty in the end, we have no objections." The company also reiterated in its Medium piece that it had no intention of holding Mr. White Hat legally responsible for his actions, as it is confident he will return full control of all assets to the Poly Network. So a very contemporary news story, Brandon, about a hacker exposing vulnerabilities, and they're offering a bounty for him to show exactly what allowed him, what mechanism allowed him to do this rather large hacking. Definitely a 2021 story for sure. Adam here live in the studio taking your phone calls. Again, you can, one thing you can do here on this program is if you have a question about your computer, maybe your Windows computer, you would like to throw it out the window. Maybe your printer isn't printing, your server isn't serving, maybe your mouse is eating a lot of cheese but not pointing the pointer or the cursor to the right place. Maybe your monitor is only monitoring your headaches, etc. If that is the case, you can call me with a technical support question and I will attempt to answer it. And the really good thing about that is you won't have to slide your credit card through your telephone and pay me. It is done at no charge whatsoever, because that's the kind of guy that I am. So feel free to call, not just with a question, but a comment. Maybe you'd like to ask me what I think about a certain kind of technology, or maybe ask me what I think or what my perspective is on a certain kind of software, about a certain kind of website, maybe how a business uses the internet to market itself. Those are all fair game. Again, no charge. No need to slide your credit card through the card reader. We will provide that information, that knowledge, at no charge, 740-383-9944. Would like to remind you that we have lots of great programs here on The Talking Place every single day. You, earlier this morning, listened to the man that I call the interviewer to the stars, Mr. Scott Spears, remembering his friend Ed Asner, also taking telephone calls, and as often is the case during the morning program, I was one of the callers. I'm not sure if people enjoy when I call the show, but that's okay. We always have fun. Coming up today and tomorrow, between about 4:13 p.m. and 5, the lovely Linda Sims sits in this chair in front of the same microphone with her radio program. Definitely worth listening to. On Sunday, at about 13 minutes after 11, Pastor Craig Heilman hosts the program called Study His Word. And then shortly after noon, we have the Community Christian Fellowship Worship Service with Pastor Steve Whitaker. That's on Sunday, right around lunchtime. Great programs for you every single day here at The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. If you like interesting news stories, you don't want to miss Mr. Nate Redmond, coming up this and every Wednesday between about 13 minutes after 4 and 5 in the morning. He discusses fun new current events, but he takes your phone calls and almost always has some really cool props to give away. Speaking of quirky news stories, let's go to Wisconsin. Spotted in a car at a McDonald's drive-thru in Wisconsin, a cow. Jessica Nelson pulled into the drive-thru at a McDonald's in Marshfield, Wisconsin, last week, and said she looked up to see a cow in the back seat of a Buick sedan three cars ahead of her. She thought it was fake. Who puts a cow in a Buick? Then its whole head moved. She quickly picked up her phone and shot video of the cow. She said, "I just took the video of it because I was blown away. There was a cow in the back of a Buick." She posted the video on her Facebook page. You know, Brandon, everybody posts video on Facebook if you see something interesting, unusual, or once in a lifetime. So not surprisingly, she posted a video of this incident with the caption, "A whole cow. Tell me you live in Wisconsin without telling me you live in Wisconsin." She also pasted a message on the video itself that read, "That's a whole cow." And before cow, she said a word you can't say on the radio. So just Use your imagination. That's a whole cow in the back of that car. And in 3 days, the video had 112,000 views. She said that the family of the cow's owner saw the post and contacted her. They said that the cow was actually a calf. Well, a calf is still a cow. She said the owner had just purchased it and two other calves, which were in the back seat as well, but were lying down out of sight at an auction. So, you know, when you put to a McDonald's, you never quite know what you might see. Now, I would think, Brandon, if I were a cow, I would be afraid of McDonald's because you kind of know what they do to cows and you kind of know what's in McDonald's food. So if you were a cow, wouldn't McDonald's be somewhere that you really wouldn't want to go?
I mean, unless you've seen some of the people that actually go there that might rethink that one. But no, it's true. Well, it depends if you're a dairy cow or a bull, I suppose.
I guess that would be an interesting point, but, you know, I applaud that calf for its bravery because McDonald's and...
It's like a chicken going to Mexico.
Kind of say that. Let's go one state north to Michigan. A judge has ordered a Western couple, check this out, Brand, hey, $30,441 to their son for getting rid of his pornography collection. U.S. District Judge Paul Maloney's decision came 8 months after David Working, age 43, won a lawsuit against his parents. He said they had no right to throw out his collection of films, magazines, and other items. He had lived at their Grand Haven, Michigan home for 10 months after a divorce before moving to Muncie, Indiana. Now, you used to live in Muncie, Indiana, Brandon.
I was born there and I have very little recollection.
It's a small world, isn't it? The judge followed the value by an expert. Working's parents also must pay $14,000 to their son's attorney. After moving to Indiana, Working learned that its possessions were missing. Frankly, I did you a big favor getting rid of all this stuff, said his father in an email. Didn't know that such a collection of material would be worth that much money. But that's kind of fascinating about the world we live in. You never quite know where a monetary award might be granted and exactly how much of said award is paid. It's all part of the fun of living in these great United States of America.
I'm just trying to think how that went down, how embarrassing it must have been on somebody's end.
It would definitely be something which would give a few chills to people. It's just a fascinating study, though, in what possessions should stay behind if somebody moves, and the parents saying he did the guy a favor. I mean, he was 43 years old, so...
Guess not.
Who knows? But bottom line is, if you do have items which are valuable, and this is more sentimental than an actual strict monetary value, just keep an eye on them and take them with you when you move. That probably would be a wise decision.
With such.
Adam here, coming up on 4 minutes before 11 at the Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Still time to chime in and talk to me about the topic of your choice, controversial or otherwise. We accept all opinions, all viewpoints. 740-383-9944. If you still want to stump the DJ, feel free to do so. Between myself and Brandon, we are a walking encyclopedia of music, but we do enjoy a brain tickling or two. Ask us a music question from the period 73 to 92, and if you can stump us, you will win two tickets to Zumbezi Bay. They expire on September 6th, so there's plenty of time to go. The Marion Popcorn Festival is coming up. The main stage festivities will begin at 6:30 every evening. Left of center on the 9th and the 10th, Last Chance Band and Sneaky Pete and the Players on Saturday, September 11th. Rumors, now you're a Fleetwood Mac fan, Brandon, I believe, as I am. They are a tribute band to Fleetwood Mac. There's a band with a long history, which I would say is also female-led. I mean, they have obviously male members, but Christine McVie and Stevie Nicks are probably the two most well-known members. So a very long-standing, kind of soft rock band and their tribute band called Rumors, after their enormous album from the 70s. They will play at the Popcorn Festival on Thursday the 9th, Eddie Montgomery of Montgomery Gentry on the 10th, and the aforementioned Great White on Saturday, September 11th. This year's dates of the Marion Popcorn Festival are September 9th, 10th, and 11th. All performances on the festival's main stage begin at 8:30 p.m. and are free. A limited number of Kernel sponsorship seats, that's K-E-R-N-E-L, are available for any of the main stage performances by calling 387-FEST. Other events include the Popcorn Parade with over 300 units, a popcorn cooking contest. That sounds fun, Brandon, a popcorn cooking contest. Are you allowed to use a microwave, or do you have to cook it kind of the old-fashioned way? That would be fascinating.
Don't imagine it'd be too exciting with a bunch of microwaves lined up, though.
Fine art show, crafts, cornhole tournament, community showcase stage, poppin' party stage, and much more. Popcornfestival.com or 387-FEST. That's how you can find out more about this event. And it's something we're proud of here in Marion, an annual event with music, entertainment, lots of fun, lots of food. Great way to schmooze with family, friends, and make a few new friends. About 1 minute left here on The Talking Place on Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam. And I do want to thank my special brother in broadcasting for the morning, Mr. Brandon Oak, for providing interesting opinions, answering my dumb questions, and also helping me out with this music trivia question that this fine lady was kind enough to call us with. Tomorrow morning, of course, the interviewer and chauffeur to the stars, I now call him that, it's Katz, Scott Spears, with the morning program between 8:13 a.m. and 10, and coming up on Wednesday, Scott, between 8:13 and 10, Scott and Glenn at 10 until 12, and then at about 13 minutes after 12, our resident presidentologist, Mr. Dr. Ronald L. Feynman, joins Glenn for political discussion. Have a great day. AdamTheComputerGuy.com.
You're